Yeah, it is. It's very surprising how much pace it's gathered. The amount of phone calls I've got at the moment is unbelievable, and the amount of people that's hit the website. But the amount of people that are saying, right, we're going there tomorrow morning, and what is going to happen. And all I want to do is people to come tomorrow, whether you're a lorry diver, you're a farmer, you're a pig man, where what you do, I don't care what you do, come and protest, because this government has got to sit back and take heed.
What impact has the spiralling costs of fuel had on the haulage industry? Just focus on that aspect for a moment.
For instance, this time last year, I bought 20,000 litres of diesel. Would have cost me, my figures, I think it was 18,000 and something. This year, it's 4,100 and odd extra this year than it did last year. And I haven't passed that on to my customer, and I can't pass it on to my customer because my customer can't take it.
Now, where is the where should people gather tomorrow?
Tomorrow, down at the bottom of Lough Derg Breck, I will be starting from, if you come in from the Manor roundabout, just before the roundabout, the first vehicle will be there, and then we will be gathering on a location in the centre for, I think I have 6 politicians at the moment coming to talk. I don't want them talking for 20 minutes, half an hour. I only want them to come to see what they're going to do for us, the people, for fuel, raising costs. I don't want to hear about fiscal policy. I don't even know what that word means. I have to go to one of them books to find out what it is.